Can you hear me?
Sergio, yes.
Okay. All right. So here we go. It is worth it. When I was a child, my older brother had mental health problems, which everyone said were caused by his drug use. I felt ashamed that other kids knew he was my brother. I was scared of drugs, but instead of rejecting them, I felt attracted to them. Besides the physical sensations, I felt like I belonged to a parche. I felt older. I believed I could control my drug use. My brother's psychiatric problems wouldn't happen to me. As a teenager, I was increasingly involved with drugs. I was lazy and irresponsible. My only interest was to use drugs and to hang around the street corners of my barrio. I felt more intelligent than everyone else. I dreamed that I would get so rich that I could use drugs without affecting anyone else, without anyone else bothering me, without having to work. I wanted to enjoy life, and the only way I could imagine that was by using and by acquiring material possessions. My dream was to become a member of the mafia so I could own everything I ever wanted. In reality, I was too cowardly to risk becoming a trafficker. I was afraid that I would end up in jail or be killed. When I was 18, I went camping with friends along the Bizcocho River, and the police arrested us with a pretty large supply of drugs. I went to jail for the first time, and my life changed dramatically. For the first time, I experienced starvation and being deprived of my freedom. But drugs were always a relief and escape. After I got out of jail, the judge issued another warrant for my arrest, and I ran away. I thought it was cruel that the police chased me just because I enjoyed using. I didn't think I was harming anyone. I didn't even realize that I was harming myself. Drugs separated me from my family, my studies, my neighborhood, and my friends. It felt that this was just my fate. I didn't question my drug use at all. Looking for a way out of this legal mess, I volunteered to serve in the Colombian Navy. My family hoped that military discipline would change my ways. My ego took a blow when they cut my hair and made me wear a uniform. I was a number, a rifle, a toy that marched, but inside I was still a dreamer who felt different and more intelligent than other people. With drugs, I escaped, and I could find people who were like me. Life seemed less hard. A month before I finished military service, one of my friends told me that he wanted to stop using. We talked about it and planned to quit after we got out of the Navy. 2 days later, he committed suicide. It affected me so deeply that for the first time, I consciously decided to stop using. I began to think that I wanted a normal life without drugs. I stopped using with great difficulty. And when I returned home a month later, I felt like a different person. I slept in a clean room alone after such a long time. To be able to take a bath and eat mom's frisoles felt like heaven. My family got me a job, and I thought that the nightmare was over. But addiction had other plans for me. A new substance arrived in my life, and it was love at first sight. Things changed. I had a constant need to use. I felt desperate when I ran out. This drug cost a lot more money than I was earning, and I began to steal at home and from work. I lost my job and my family again. When I used drugs, I always lost something. This time I didn't share drugs like I did before. I just hung around other people until they gave me some, and then I would leave and use alone. Soon the drugs didn't give me any pleasure. Instead, I got permanent pain, anguish. When I didn't have any more fear, paranoia, guilt, lies. I walked the streets alone until dawn, ashamed that people would see me asking for money in the streets, willing to do anything so I could get high. I wanted to stop using, but I didn't know how. All my attempts and promises failed. My father passed away and I returned home, but everything was much worse. I felt guilty and empty. I was using more and more, and I wanted to die. Finally, my mother knelt down in desperation and she cried. She handed me a knife. She asked me to kill her once and for all, not little by little like I had been doing. My brothers threw me down the stairs and out of the house, and I went out into the street intending to commit suicide by throwing myself in front of a car. This was the darkest day of my life. I hit bottom, and looking for help, I arrived at NA. When I got to NA, the fellowship was just beginning in my country. There were three people with very little clean time and no literature had gathered in a room and no literature who gathered in a room in a church twice a week. I didn't understand much in this meeting, but I felt that they were people like me who had suffered because of their drug use and who wanted to help me unconditionally. For the first time, I felt hope. If they did, why couldn't I? What helped the most in the beginning was learning that I suffered from a disease that I could recover if I wanted to. The only thing I needed to get started was not to use that first dose, no matter what happened, just for today. I was not alone. These people would help me. The next day, one of the group members called to find out how I was, and he invited me to a new meeting. I wanted to stay clean with all my heart. I only left the house to attend meetings. My only priority was to stop using. I began to feel that recovery was possible. I began to live the miracle of not having to use. My experience has shown me my powerlessness. But little by little, I began to discover that my life was unmanageable. I was filled with guilt. I was afraid of having to face life, of assuming responsibilities. I believe that the world should reward me for staying clean. The group taught me that stopping using was not the total goal. I began to believe that the power that was freeing me from the obsession to use could also help me to change. I began to ask God to transform my life, and the powerful desire to be of service was born in me. I had not yet worked on my defects of character. I still allowed my impulses to run my life, but I felt an enormous need to give and began to serve with the conviction that it was God's will for my life. I desperately wanted other addicts to have the opportunity to know the program. There was a lot to do. Almost no one knew that we existed. We didn't have literature or a structure. There were only two meetings in the whole country. When we worked in unity, the groups began to grow and multiply. Sometime later, we contacted World Services and we discovered that we were not alone and that there was help available. When we received the first translations of the NA steps, we were able to acquire our own identity as a fellowship. The message gained more power with the literature, and more addicts were able to identify with us and stop using. Thanks to my higher power, I kept coming back, and I've witnessed miracles. I've seen those four initial members become hundreds. And from that one little group, the only one we had in Colombia, with more than 80 groups providing 300 weekly meetings. Our first contacts with NA members in other cities in Colombia and from other countries brought us indescribable joy. We'd share translations and literature and hope the message would take root. When Colombia hosted the World Convention, we truly felt that we belonged to a universal fellowship. My recovery has always been tied to service. In the beginning, my responsibilities made me feel that I wasn't useless. My life had meaning. On occasion, being responsible for opening the meeting kept me from using. There has also been difficulty in service. But from that difficulty, I learned to listen to my heart. In the beginning, the group followed the second tradition, and the group started to become an extension of the leader's personality. It was very painful and confusing. I had to choose between loyalty to my sponsor and the principles of the program. Should I keep quiet to maintain unity or express my conscience as I had been taught. We lost many members, but with the help of the literature and members outside the region, a few of us, once more, we grew. Sponsorship has taught me to commit to the steps and to trust the process. Working the steps helped me to discover a person who I don't want to be any longer, and to develop a vision of the person who I aspire to be. Today, I really believe that God wants me to stay clean and be happy, to give and receive love, to live here and now, accepting life on life's terms, and to change my old way of reacting when things don't turn out as I had hoped. I have developed a relationship with my higher power, which has opened my mind so I can better relate to myself and others. I'm learning to forgive others and to forgive myself. I experience the miracle every day. I stay clean, and when I do what I have to do, with joy. I don't have to look for happiness anymore. If I follow this path, my life is destined to be more serene and happy. This program has become a way of life for me. I have the freedom to choose according to principles. I know that I am not alone. I have a lot of gratitude, and I express it by being of service. It was worth going through all the horrors of active addiction so I could participate in the development of NA here in Colombia. From my heart, I want to continue as a member of NA for the rest of my life, because I cannot find a better place on the planet. When I first heard that recovery was a lifelong task, it seemed like too much. It seemed impossible to think I would always have to work this program. 20 years later, this is what I like the most, to know that it never ends, that I'll always have a place in NA, that I will never stop learning. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, and now we will have our author, Jorge M. from Colombia, and his translator, Oscar P.
Good afternoon. I'm Jorge. I'm an addict from Medellin, Colombia. I'm grateful to be here. I don't speak fluently in English, and I prefer to share in my own language, and Oscar is gonna help me. Thanks, Sergio, for your reading. Yo estoy muy agradecido por la oportunidad de compartir hoy aquí con todos ustedes.
I am very grateful for the opportunity that I have to share with you my story today.
Y muy agradecido por ser parte de nuestros miembros comparten en el libro, de la segunda parte del texto.
And I am also grateful to be part of the members who share in the sixth edition of our basic text.
Nunca me imaginé cuando llegué a mi primera reunión que algún día esto podía pasar.
I would have never imagined when I was a recent member in Narcotics Anonymous that this would ever happen.
Yo llegué tan confundido, tan vacío y tan solo, que solo quería dejar de usar.
I got to NA so desperate, lonely, and confused that really I just wanted to stop using.
Nunca me imaginé que iba a poder ver un milagro de sentirme conectado con el mundo.
I would never thought that I would have or experience the miracle to be connected with the world.
Estaba un poco nervioso antes de empezar a compartir.
I was feeling nervous before I started to share.
Pero yo sé que estoy entre amigos.
But I know that in this meeting we are among friends.
Y que en este camino no tengo nada que temer.
And that in this path I don't have anything to fear.
Y lo único que quiero es poder expresar mi gratitud.
And the only thing that I really want to do is just to express my gratitude.
Con todos los miembros de NEA, los que llegaron antes de mí y los que llegaron después.
with all the NA members, for those that who were here before I came and those that came after I came.
Cuando yo escribí, como en el 2005, dijeron que necesitaban historias de miembros de Latinoamérica para la segunda parte del texto básico.
It was around 2005 when it was asked to our Latin American community that they were asking for members to share their experience to give input in our basic text.
Y un domingo me desperté muy temprano con la idea de que quería escribir.
And it was a Sunday morning. I remember that I woke up very early in the morning and I started thinking and I felt the desire to start writing.
Y salió mi compartir, pero mi vida ha cambiado mucho en estos 15 años.
And that's how I started writing. But to be honest, a lot of things have changed in these 15 years in my story.
Podría contarles la segunda parte de esta historia en estos 10 minutos.
I could easily share with you the second part of the story in this share today.
Ha sido más gratitud, más esperanza, más amor lo que recibí.
I have received far more gratitude, more love, and more connection in these years.
Yo realmente siento que el fruto de este programa se recoge en la cosecha y que estoy viviendo la cosecha de y que estoy recogiendo la cosecha de mi trabajo de amor.
I strongly believe that you reap what you sow, and at this moment I am being a benefit of all the reaping that I did. I'm just receiving the sow.
Lo mejor que he hecho es haber seguido viniendo.
And the best thing that I could have ever done is just continue to keep coming back.
Nunca haberme ido.
And never leave.
Y nunca haber dejado de servir.
And never to abandon the service.
Con esto he permitido que ustedes me enseñen a vivir.
With this, I have allowed myself for you guys to show me how to live.
Y que vayan llenando ese interior que llegó vacío con principios.
In that way, that has been filling my void that I came in the beginning with principles.
En la historia que conté en el libro, contaba los momentos más importantes para mí antes de escribir esa historia.
For me, when I was telling the story that you just read, for me it was the very beginning before I came to NA.
Yeah. Pero gracias a este programa yo he podido mis hijos pudieron crecer con un padre al lado de ellos.
But thanks to this program, my kids, my sons, they were able to be raised with their father around them.
Yo les pude enseñar a montar en bicicleta y a nadar y a jugar fútbol.
I was able to teach them how to swim, ride a bike, and play soccer.
Y siempre que han tenido dificultades o problemas por las drogas o por otras situaciones, yo he estado ahí.
And every time that they'd have any type of difficulties, including using drugs and any type of problem they have experienced, I was able to help them and be there for them.
Yo seguí viniendo y después de la Convención Mundial en el 2000, empecé a estudiar.
I kept coming back. And right after the World Convention of Narcotics Anonymous held here in Colombia, I started to study.
En la universidad hasta que me gradué de abogado.
I went to the university and I graduated and I'm a lawyer.
Antes de eso trabajé 20 años como un obrero en una fábrica.
Before that, I worked for 20 years as a worker in a fabric.
Y esto me enseñó de responsabilidad, de constancia, de perseverar, responsabilidad y a servir a otros.
And this job, I learned how to be responsible, how to persevere, and how to be committed and with others.
Un día alguien escribió en Facebook un pedacito de mi historia.
One day, I saw that somebody in Facebook had posted some of the paragraphs of my story.
Escribió que él caminaba por las calles de Santo Domingo en el, hasta el amanecer sintiendo vergüenza.
He said in his writing that he was walking down the streets at midnight or after midnight in the streets of Santo Domingo.
Y otro contestó que él caminaba por las calles de Lima en Perú sintiendo vergüenza.
And somebody else in that same post placed a note saying that he also felt the same way, and he also was walking lonely in the streets after midnight in the streets of Lima, Peru.
Y yo sentí que valió la pena haber escrito mi historia para que otros pudieran identificarse con ella.
So for me, it's very important that for me to share my story and other peoples to relate with it.
Y no solo con el dolor, sino con la esperanza.
And not only just to relate with the pain, but to relate with the hope.
Yeah. La esperanza de que cualquier adicto puede recuperarse y que no somos tan diferentes, aunque tengamos historias distintas.
The hope that any addict can seek recovery and regardless of the personal experience that they might have.
Sentirme identificado ahora con la historia de Jeremy o de David o de cualquiera de las que he leído en el texto básico.
And I was, and for me as also, I relate to the stories that they were told by Jeremy and David and all the other stories that are in the basic text.
Yo siento que nuestro mensaje es muy sencillo, es muy simple y es muy poderoso.
I feel that our message is very simple, nevertheless is very powerful.
Cualquier adicto puede dejar de consumir y yo soy cualquier adicto.
It says that any addict can stop using and I am any addict.
Y me siento muy afortunado de haber encontrado uno de los primeros grupos en Colombia cuando llegué.
And I feel very lucky and grateful that I was able to find one of the first meetings that was held here in Colombia when I came.
Y creo que tenemos la responsabilidad de que todos los adictos tengan a disposición este programa.
And I think that we have all the responsibilities that any addict can find this program.
Y que puedan recibir este mensaje en su propio lenguaje y cultura.
And they can receive this message in their own language and culture.
Y que podamos disfrutar de este despertar de que da vivir los pasos a través del servicio.
And we can enjoy as well this awakeness and that the work of the steps give us.
Quería darle las gracias a todos por cada dólar que han puesto en su séptima tradición y que ha ayudado a que este mensaje llegue en el mundo.
I would like to also take this opportunity to thank everybody that has contributed and putting that dollar in the basket so this message can be taken to everywhere in the world.
Nuestra vida cambió cuando nos conectamos con los servicios mundiales y encontramos la literatura de NA.
Our life changed as soon as we reached out to the World Service Office and they were able to reach out to us and provide literature.
Yo siento que ha valido la pena, como dice el título de mi historia, que ha valido la pena todos los esfuerzos que se han hecho para llevar este mensaje.
As the title of my story says, I think it was worth everything that we have passed so we can still continue delivering the message to that addict.
Y estoy dispuesto a seguir dando el resto de mi vida porque lo que he recibido no tengo forma de pagar. Bueno, no alcanzo a pagar.
And I am more than ready and available to serve this fellowship in every way possible because there is no possible way that I can repay for all the miracles that I have in my life.
Tengo un padrino, he tenido varios padrinos, pero mi último padrino me está sirviendo hace 6 años.
I've had several sponsors, but the last sponsor that I am working right now, currently, we have more than 6 years of working together.
Él fue una de las primeras personas que nos contactó desde los servicios de la oficina mundial para apoyarnos en los comienzos de NEA en Colombia.
And this person was one of the persons involved in World Service Office when we initially reached out to the World Service Office to help us.
Tengo varios ahijados a los que quiero mucho y la meditación del día de hoy de manifestar la gratitud al padrino los llevó a que me saludaran esta mañana.
And I also have a lot of sponsees, and the daily reading of today's meditation was in regards to thank the sponsor or to show some type of appreciation to the sponsor. So that led to a lot of them reach out to me today.
Yeah. O sea, la vida es muy difícil ponerla en unas palabras, pero lo que yo quiero poner es mi corazón aquí para decirle a alguno que está empezando.
And sharing my life in a couple of words is very difficult, but I want to take my heart out and express to those newcomers and all the people that are here today.
Que no se vayan porque vale la pena seguir aquí. De todos los caminos, yo siento que escogí el mejor.
That do not, whatever happens, do not leave, and because it's worth it, and I'm very happy that I stayed.
Siento que escogí el mejor camino y que el mejor lugar para vivir en el mundo. No encuentro otro lugar mejor que NEA.
I feel that I made the right decision and I took the right path because I feel that there is no other better path to stay than in NEA.
Hoy hay días que me conecto y siento que salen tantas cosas desde adentro que no puedo parar de hablar.
Sometimes I feel a lot of emotions and I feel so connected that I have a lot of words to say and a lot of things to say that I have all scattered.
Y hay días que se me pierden las palabras y me siento como un poquito sin tener qué decir.
And some other days I feel that, you know, I have no words to say and I don't have anything to share.
Pero hoy no sé por qué no las encuentro.
And today is one of those days that I'm having a hard time to find those words.
Pero lo que quiero poder decirles es que...
But I really want to say is...
Que si no los hubiera encontrado, hace mucho no existiera.
That if I wouldn't have found you guys, I wouldn't exist anymore.
Y que gracias por enseñarme a vivir.
Thank you for teaching me how to live.
Gracias por enseñarme a servir.
Thank you for teaching me how to serve.
Gracias por darle un propósito a mi vida.
Thank you for giving a purpose on my life.
Después de que termine de compartir, seguramente me acordaré de muchas de las cosas que había pensado decirles.
I'm pretty sure that after I finish talking or sharing today, I'm going to remember a lot of the things that I was planning to say.
Pero aquí en Latinoamérica, este mensaje está vivo.
But here in Latin America, the message is alive.
Está vivo gracias al esfuerzo de muchos servidores.
And it's alive thanks to the effort of a lot of trusted servants.
Y mi esperanza es que podamos llegar a todos los rincones del mundo.
And my hope is that we can deliver the message in all the corners of the world.
Y los necesitamos a todos.
And we need you all.
Nos necesitamos los esfuerzos de todos, el apoyo de todos a los servicios mundiales.
We need the efforts from everybody and to support World Service Office.
Para poder juntos llevar este mensaje a los adictos que sufren.
So we can all together carry the message to the suffering addict.
Yo creo que no tengo más para compartir hoy.
Okay. So I think that would be all for today. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
And thank you very much.
Gracias, Oscar. Y gracias, Sergio.
Gracias. Muchas gracias.